To illustrate the important features of partnerships, assume that you have located an 8-unit apartment building that's on the market for $750,000. The seller is looking for 20% down, which is $150,000, and is willing to take back a $300,000 second mortgage. A $300,000 first mortgage, which is assumable, accounts for the balance of the purchase price. Based on information provided by the seller and your own research, you construct a pro forma statement such as the one I've included in my no down payment manual. The statement shows that neither the tax loss nor the cash flow is particularly large, but you think the building still represents a good investment because of its potential for rent increases. You know that you can dramatically increase the partner's return if you can just reduce the amount of cash required at the closing. You approach the seller and ask him to consider a purchase price of $690,000 instead of $750,000, which would result in a cash requirement of $138,000 or 20% of the new price. You also negotiate 3 payments over 2 years, $46,000 at the time of closing, $46,000 at the end of the first year, and $46,000 at the end of the second year. In order to make this offer attractive to the seller, you agree to pay 15% interest on the unpaid balance. Because of the interest, you will need a total of $58,000 from your partners at the time of close, $46,000 plus $13,800 interest at the end of the first year, which totals $59,800, and $46,000 plus $6,900 interest at the end of the second year, for a total of $52,900. You may wonder why we need $58,000 at the time of the close. After all, no interest will be due for 1 year. Here's the reason. It's important to have adequate reserves, especially when partners are involved. So you decide you'll raise an extra $12,000 for a reserve account. The $12,000 in reserves will be raised at the time of the closing, so your partners will initially come up with $58,000, $46,000 plus $12,000 for the reserve. Then, as I said, $59,800 at the end of the first year and $52,900 at the end of the second year. You decide to approach 10 potential investors and explain the cash requirement again as shown in the manual. Because you'll be taking a free ownership of interest of 20% for putting this transaction together, each of the 10 partners will only receive an 8% ownership instead of a 10% ownership. While you will be taking 20% of the tax loss, the partners will receive all the cash flow from the property up to 10% of the cash that they invested, excluding any interest that they have paid. At the time the property is sold, the partners will be entitled to a return of their entire investment of $156,000, excluding interest that they have paid, before you will participate in any profit. When the money has been returned to them, you will receive 20% share of any remaining profits. This type of ownership interest is referred to as a subordinated interest. It is not taxable at the time you receive it because it has no determinable value. However, when you begin to participate in the profits at the time of sale, it will be taxed at ordinary income rates rather than capital gains rates. No matter which kind of a joint business relationship you choose, a joint venture, general partnership, limited partnership, LLC, or land trust, this subordinated ownership interest is a legal and acceptable way to structure the transaction. After several successful partnership investments, you might even be able to take a front-end fee for putting the whole thing together. While the fee may not be large, perhaps several thousand dollars, that fee, plus your property management fee, any cash flow you receive from the property, and your profits at the time of sale can be significant. Okay, let me recap the material I've covered in this audio program. Partnerships can be a powerful means of achieving your investment objectives. There are 5 basic types of partnerships: joint ventures, general partnerships, limited partnerships, land trust, and LLCs. Regardless of which type of partnership you form, you should always establish a capital reserve to take care of any unexpected expenses. You must also document the partnership, and if you're the partnership sponsor or property manager, you must take steps to communicate regularly with your partners. And in many cases, you may receive compensation from the partnership. It's not difficult to find partners. When you form your first few partnerships, you can find them among your acquaintances. When you gain experience and a reputation in forming successful partnerships, potential partners will beat a path to your door. I started out putting together partnerships to buy property. And by doing so, my investment activities kept getting bigger and bigger and making more and more money. Working with partners turned out to be an incredibly quick way for me not only to accomplish my financial goals, but also to exceed the financial goals I had as well. Select properties carefully, raise sufficient reserves, and communicate regularly with your partners. Partnerships can be a very good way to buy property in cases where you cannot afford to do so on your own.